You're listening to SBS News.
The Socceroos take on Hungary in Budapest in their last hit-out before the World Cup proper this weekend. The difference between this match and the previous fixture against the Czech Republic is that the players know they are confirmed on the plane to Russia. Forward Tommy Juric has more reason than most to be relieved. He was an injury doubt going into the Socceroos training camp in Turkey, but now he's over that hurdle. Juric admitted the journey to finalise his place on the team wasn't easy.
It's been a long process, and you know, we're finally at the stage of the biggest tournament in the world. And you know, just to be involved and be amongst the 23 is a fantastic achievement for myself, and you know, for everyone involved here in the 23. So, you know, I think that'll do us a lot of good going into the tournament.
After the match in Budapest, the squad will head to their training base in Kazan in Russia, with 6 full days of training before they take on France in the opening match of Group C on the 16th of June. There's a host of other World Cup warm-up matches over the entire weekend. Among those nations in action are world champions Germany against Saudi Arabia, Switzerland versus Japan, France and the United States, and Spain faces Tunisia. And of course, SBS Radio and Television has the rights to the World Cup, including all the Australia games, so please check your local guides. To the other football codes, and the Fremantle Dockers will be without their captain Nat Fyfe in round 12 of the AFL when they take on Adelaide on Sunday afternoon. The superstar midfielder failed to overturn his one-match suspension for striking during the week. Despite that disadvantage, first-year Fremantle player Andrew Brayshaw says they have plenty of players to step up in Fyfe's absence.
There might be a few more minutes for me, but yeah, Sonny Walters might come through the middle, and yeah, we've got the players to do it. He's a great leader, but we've got lots of great leaders and lots of great players in my opinion, so he will be missed, but I think we'll be fine without him.
In the NRL this weekend, 2 of the top 3 are in action on Friday evening when the ladder-leading Penrith Panthers travel to play the 10th place Canberra Raiders. The later game on Friday sees the 3rd place South Sydney Rabbitohs travel to the Gold Coast to take on the Titans. South Sydney had 4 Origin players in action in Game 1 of the series at the MCG, while the Titans had Duro Jared Wallace and Jai Arrow representing Queensland. With the fixture being so close to their next match, Titans coach Garth Brannan says he'll need to monitor their fitness before deciding to ask them to back up playing so quickly.
They say if you back up shortly after the game, the shorter turnarounds, that's usually actually quite good. You know, we've got the shortest turnaround you can get, so we're on the Friday night. You know, at the end of the day, I'll make the final call. Ideally, you don't want your two of your best players not playing. And so if they are fit and healthy, they will play, but I'm not going to risk them either.
At the Canadian Formula One Grand Prix this weekend, in-form Australian driver Daniel Ricciardo will look to make it back-to-back wins after his victory at Monaco. But the Red Bull driver Ricciardo will have to serve a grid penalty in Sunday's race after winning in Monaco with a damaged power unit. The final penalty will be determined before the race, but Ricciardo, who sits in third place on the standings behind championship leader Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes and Ferrari Sebastian Vettel, will be aiming for his 3rd Grand Prix win of the season. And of course, the men's and women's singles finals at the French Open Tennis will be contested at Roland Garros. The women are up first at 11 p.m. on Saturday night, with the men taking centre court 24 hours later on Sunday. And a reminder, you can see who gets to play those finals and the finals themselves on SBS Television. Please check your local guides.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.